You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Adnan DVD review with Alice Gatland.
Oh my god, hi Alice.
Hi.
Haven't seen you in so long.
We make that joke every month and it just gets better every time.
What's up?
We're looking at a good film, yeah, a cool film called...
Can I play some background music?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on, just give me like a couple of seconds.
Take as much time as you need.
I will.
I'll fill it by prepping people for this film. So it's called A War, and it's was released in 2015, and it's a Danish film.
Cool.
And it was nominated for the Best Foreign Language Film, I think, in the 2016 Oscars. So, you know, that kind of gives you an idea of what kind of film it is. I always feel like when a film's nominated for an Oscar, it's like good, but good in a certain way. Mm. So it's about, surprisingly, war, but specifically a Danish army commander who is in Afghanistan. And it follows this character, Klaus, in Afghanistan, and also his wife and his three children who are back home, and kind of shows the difficulties that both of them are facing. I think this film is really focuses on like decisions and consequences, sort of highlighting how difficult it is for the people that are in these war zones, and they have to make all these decisions that...
Right, life and death decisions particularly.
Pretty much, and you know, just the horrible consequences they can have. So for Klaus, he makes a questionable decision, ordering an airstrike, and a lot of, I think 11 innocent people are killed. So he is brought back to Denmark, and sort of the second half of the film is him facing trial, and really? It's kind of he's deciding whether he's going to be honest about it or whether he lies, which his wife is encouraging him to do, so that he can stay home and look after his children. So it's kind of this, just like a lot of shades of grey. So quite an intense drama. But one of the things I really enjoyed about it is that it's a war film, but it was nice seeing a non-American perspective.
Yes.
Yeah, because we see so many
American soldier and I suffered.
Exactly. And there's kind of just more like subtlety here. I mean, for the war in Afghanistan, the USA's involvement is tied up with, you know, September 11, the war on terror, all the sort of questionable politics. Mm-hmm. But this movie, I watched it and I sort of looked a bit more into it. And for Denmark and a lot of other countries, they came in for a peacekeeping operation against the Taliban. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't tied into this war of terror rhetoric. And so it was, you know, it's not all patriotism and American stuff like that. It's more, like I said, shades of grey. It's more subtle. Mm-hmm. And I think that was cool. As a New Zealander, I feel like I could relate more to the themes that it was exploring without just being...
gain a bit more insight into all the different aspects of war as well.
Yeah, and not without just being like, oh, America, you know, roll your eyes. It's more like, oh, yeah, there's all this stuff. I mean, obviously there's still subtlety in the decisions that US soldiers were making, but there's a lot of other stuff going on there, whereas this was more... Yeah, cool. So it's a good film if you want a sort of meaty drama.
I love a good drama.
I reckon check it out.
I actually do want to watch it. I'm going to check it out. I'm probably going to be really traumatized. The trailer looked pretty... I got a couple of tears in my eyes from the trailer. Just listening to it. A lot of emotions, but it is war, so... Yeah. We do have a copy for somebody out there. If you want this copy, you can call in 309-3879. It's on DVD. Bit old school. And it is for... the film that we were just talking about.
A War.
Nice.
It's just in sync. Beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Alice, for giving us that review.
That was the Madman DVD review.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.